Alright. When I was last week in Georgia to visit my grandfather, I was walking down a long, long road to enjoy the white fields and to be alone with my thoughts for a while and to remember the days of my childhood and the things that my grandfather told me. My grandfather was a small and weakly man. Actually, at his birth, he was a very small and weakly baby. And when he was grown up, he became a small and weakly man. And everybody thought he would not survive the first 2 years after he was born. But he did. Nobody knows why. When he was grown up, sometimes the wind was able to make him fly. When he was wearing an umbrella in bars. You know, when the room was so full of people that there was even no more place for just one fly. You know, my grandfather was able to raise his legs and to stand in the air, and nobody even realized or did care about the extra pressure because nobody felt the pressure at all. My grandmother told me that he was the first boy aged 14 years who had the courage to cross the Mississippi on the widest part by swimming. And after drinking, not a little of some self-made alcohol here. Yes, some others tried to do the same. Some did it. Some have drowned. Yeah, don't play games with the Mississippi, I'm telling you that. So, one day when my grandfather has crossed the Mississippi another time by swimming, I don't know whether he was drunken or not, he took a walk on the dark side of the Mississippi. In fact, people used to call the area beyond their shore the dark side because they just never went there. He walked through the fields and suddenly saw a small cabin made of earth and wood. And another man sit right in front of this little wooden cabin and was creating some strange sounds with a piece of wood and some kind of string on it. My grandfather listened to this noise or sound and went to this other boy. His name was Johnny. I mean, the boy who was making this noise or sound. The name of my grandfather was Friedrich, by the way. Well, Johnny was what people in Mississippi call a original country boy. He has never ever learned to read or write so well, but everybody knows how that sentence ends. Johnny told my grandfather that even if he was young, he traveled a lot. He has seen Louisiana, Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, Missouri, Indiana, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Pennsylvania, and even New York. He told my grandfather, and my grandfather told me, the following words that had made such a big impression to my grandfather because it was so incredible. I mean, to hear these words from a 14-year-old boy, even if the words and sentences are so simple and the content, I mean, so easy to comprehend with so much truthfulness. Please do not confuse this word with the word truth. Mark Twain said one time that truth is only spoken by idiots and children, and he was fucking right. Truthfulness, that's the magic word. Well, to bring this little story to its end, here are the words, believe it or not, that has been told my 14 years old grandfather by his same age new friend Johnny. Johnny said, "Conflicts are not my business. I should like to help everyone, if possible, believers and atheists, black men, white men, purple men. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone. Our knowledge has made us cynical. Our cleverness, hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent and all will be lost. We have the love of humanity in our hearts. Don't hate. Only the unloved hate. The unloved and the unnatural. We, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. We have to do away national barriers. To do away with hate and intolerance. We need a world of reason. Where science and a world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Yeah, what great truthfulness. Johnny and my grandfather became friends, and they spent many hours together and made some noise, or sound, on this wooden equipment. I mean, they made songs. I got one of their songs right here. I don't know who has made the music and who has made the lyrics, but it feels good. It's called Go Johnny Go.